Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 13, you know, regular cast back at it again, you know, triple trio, did I say that right? Yeah, trio, that's three, right?
Triple trio? Yeah,
triple trio.
Just
triple
that's nine.
Trio.
Nine people.
That is nine people. No, it's not.
Yeah, a trio is three people, and triple that is nine.
Episode 13. All right, everybody. All right, Jamel, let's get it started.
All right, so is everybody watch 6ix9ine's IG Live?
Of course, that's 6ix9ine. Yeah.
Everybody listen to that song?
Google Boy.
Google Gaga.
It's Google.
I ain't gonna get with you. It was fire.
I like the song. It was a good song. Like, I've always been a 6ix9ine fan. Even like from the jump, even when he was in jail. I know it's down the third. Oh, he snitched. It's down the third. But look, I was a 6ix9ine fan from the jump. So that's all I'm gonna say.
Can I say, like, did it sound like any of his other songs?
It sounded good.
I mean, it is always.
Yeah, 6ix9ine. It sounded exactly like, it sounded like some,
so it sounded like a 6ix9ine song.
Yeah, it's a 6ix9ine song. Right. Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people that make music that all these songs sound the same. The Baby.
Yeah, that's true.
That unpopular opinion, but all this shit do to sound the same.
Okay. Yeah, that's like, I fuck Baby too, but like, you know, his shit do sound the same.
Didn't he say that in, what's that song? Mm-hmm.
Shut Up Bitch song? Something
no, like that song, you know.
Oh, you talking about Bop?
Yeah, he's like, let me switch it up or some shit like that. He said that.
Does it sound exactly the same once he switched the flow up?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
People do be saying he sounded the exact same. So he like, they say he switched it for like a couple seconds, then he'll come back to like his regular
I can see that. That's 6ix9ine, man. Yeah.
Y'all accept the reason why he snitched and everything like that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he explained, I mean, like, right, put yourself in his shoes. Somebody fucking kidnap you. You know, tie your arms up in the sky and punch your stomach, punch your sides up and shit.
Fuck your baby mama.
Fuck your baby mama. Fuck around and like just, they playing with your money and shit. And you go to jail for them niggas.
Yeah.
Fuck around. Cops. All right, you telling them right now.
Wait. How many years was it?
He was like 40 something years.
Oh, yeah. No, he was a couple years. He would definitely been out of his prom.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think he could have like just came back?
Nope. I mean, not that easily. If niggas like, oh, 6ix9ine.
He'd be like 60
nigga,
something, what? Right?
Nigga, his fans are gonna have families.
I mean,
6ix9ine's back.
I mean, he'll be respected in the, you know, he'll be respected in the hood because he didn't snitch anything like that. Mm-hmm. But then he kept the G-100. But like, hell no,
nah,
man.
Yeah, nah, he
did those years, bro.
He can't just come back in the rap game after that, after all them years.
I mean, he probably could because, I mean, he'll have a better rep now. But at the same time, like, so much time has passed.
You said 40 years?
40 something years.
Yeah, and he's like 20
Racketeer.
Yeah, that nigga was gonna be like 60 coming out that motherfucker.
Yeah. But I mean, hey man, I'll do the same for real.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I just hate the old people that's talking like, oh man, you gotta respect the code and everything like that. My thing is the streets now ain't got no code.
It don't,
nobody
don't have,
nobody has
yeah.
no
I mean, I
no
get
code.
In the back in the day, I guess like you know who shot you in the curb and shit. I'm not gonna snitch.
I ain't gonna snitch, man.
I'm gonna just get you back. But like what?
Yeah, it's not
this whole gang though. This a whole gang.
Is that
right?
I mean, you know, cause like you know, 6ix9ine don't bang. He said on live. He said, you know, I don't
but
bang or nothing like that. Like,
the whole gang was the one after him, right? Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, kinda.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, cause like he told he snitched on him type shit.
I mean, it was way more people that was than just the gang that was on him. I mean, niggas dead ass hated this nigga. Like
yeah,
this nigga was probably one of the most hated niggas out here because he was a troll.
Yeah.
Still is a troll.
Still is a troll. Like, he came out trolling. You see the music video? Ha ha. Ha 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 ha! Nigga had a rat emoji on his face, bro.
That shit crazy.
Niggas in the backyard, girls just throwing ash. That's crazy.
Girl, orange thick as hell.
I mean,
can't even cap with you.
Yeah, orange was the thick one inside the whole video.
Red was up there too.
Oh yeah,
no. I think it was purple.
Yeah,
purple ain't really. No, it was green. Nobody fucked green. I don't know why.
Cause I think it's cause she wasn't cheeked up like that. You know.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was like one of the basic ones out of all of them.
So, back to it, but. So you said you do it too?
Because like, I'm not already sold at peep game. If it was a different situation where it's like, he was with them niggas and like he was doing it too type shit, like you know, like oh yeah, I was there when they shot the nigga, but like I'm gonna keep it cool and like they ain't do their nigga dirty. You're not supposed to tell them that situation.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I was thinking about in like my personal life too. Like damn, like all the YB boys they already riding for me and everything like that. and some crazy shit happened. We all get hit with racketeering charges. I'm like, damn, bro. They looking like 40 years. I'm like, bro, I ain't gonna snitch on the gang like that. But I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, would they have to do something fucked up?
They'd have to do some fucked up. Like they'd have to.
They had to do some 6ix9ine shit.
Beat the shit out of my grandma. I'm probably gonna snitch.
I'm telling fast as hell. You telling my grandma? Actually, I ain't got
things out here. Oh, just damn. Jack off on my little my baby face or something like that. Like I got a snitch.
I mean, you can't do shit like that.
It's disrespectful.
But what if I hit you with the bro? That's not street code.
I'm like, you can't. All
right, so peep game. You broke code first. Because if I'm speaking in 6ix9ine's like thing or 6ix9ine's case, like he broke like his gang or his dudes broke code first. Yeah, he's like, you hit my baby moms, fucking you kid. Like, I'm still on the fact they kidnapped this.
Oh,
nigga.
Yeah, I mean, you seen the video.
Yeah,
they kidnapped this nigga, beat him up, all that shit, and they supposed to be yo brothers, or they supposed to be yo niggas, the shit, people you claim to be this and that. How you supposed to? I'm gonna use his words exactly. Like, I'm gonna use 6ix9ine words. He's like, how you supposed to expect me to keep it down, keep it 100 inside the pen, when you can't do the same thing inside the streets type shit.
Exactly.
So like, if you can't keep it out in the real world, if you can't keep it like 100 in the real world, and you know you can't fuck around, like you can't show me that you loyal in a real world where like you free and you could do whatever the fuck you want type shit without, you know, if the law not around, if you can do whatever you physically want to do in the real world, and you can't be loyal to me out here, what's the point of me being just like street with you inside the pen type shit?
Honestly, yeah, shit crazy.
Because would you do the same thing?
Yeah,
in that situation.
Yeah, like, most definitely. I was in that type of situation. Like I said, you kidnap, you like threaten to kill my mom, you threaten to kill me, you take from me, you steal from me.
That shit.
And the niggas expect class. I just don't understand. I just want to understand the OG niggas. It's like, all right, well, no, that's still, yeah, all that shit happened, but no, he still shouldn't have broken up code. Like, I'm just trying to say, if them niggas was in that same situation, all
no
shit
one would have taken 40 years. Then I'm gonna give
this nigga
revenge.
Literally had a poll on his Instagram saying the whole shit, like, they like the shit happening. He was like, would y'all snitch? 73% of the people said, yeah, they gonna still snitch.
Nick, like,
40 years,
if you say no in that situation, then
you're capping.
And that's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't think, because I don't even think 6ix9ine should be worried like that, not unless, you know, he fucked. Because I mean, the families of those people probably are mad as fuck about that shit. I mean, that's understandable, but I mean, you do dirt, you're going to get dirt back. Simple as that.
I'm like, look, bro, your family got a problem with that. You ain't, did they have a problem when this, that, and third happened with me?
Nah.
When you was doing this to me, did they have a problem then? If they have a problem then, they shouldn't have a problem now. Shit.
Honestly.
Reap the consequences, honest. Nigga.
Yo, but what about DJ Envy, bro? What do you say?
What you mean?
DJ Envy. That's
like, he was basically just like, I don't know. I just don't understand these like, old niggas.
So he wouldn't snitch? Is that what
you
said?
No, man, I wouldn't snitch like that. Like, and then it was basically like, yeah, his music not gonna be popping like that. I'm like that. I'm like, bro, if your music was popping before you got out, before you got into prison and everything, and you was doing all this shit, man, his music still gonna be hot. It's gonna be even more hot.
And it's even funny, like with 6ix9ine's story, like his music was gonna be even more hotter when he came out, because like so much like. Freaking controversy.
People don't want to admit that shit.
Exactly. Like, no, like, fucking, I don't want, like, all these old heads saying it's not G-Code. Man, look, bro. One of the niggas, I respect the hell out of this G-Code, but nobody else does.
Mm.
Like, the way the world's set up nowadays, they have their own little made-up like G-Code type shit.
There's some bald-ass bitches, bro.
Oop.
But, like, fucking, like, Meek, Snoop, all them just like old heads, like you just said. Like,
I wouldn't. All right, I wouldn't consider Meek an old head now.
No, no, Meek not old head. No.
But I mean,
I fuck with Meek. I fuck with Meek. It's just like, I understand where he coming from.
This is an unpopular opinion, but I don't really like Meek Mill like that. When Dreams and Nightmare comes on, I'll be all right. Oh, I don't get hyped for nothing like that. Oh. I mean, it's whatever. Like, everybody used to play this shit in the locker room before we get hyped for a football game or something like that.
Man.
I'm like, hey, it's alright. I mean,
Meek really, Meek is old, to be honest, bro.
A lot of these niggas is old.
I swear he's like 60 something.
Nigga, whoa. What?
Drake old. Niggas ain't talking about that, though.
Drake not that old.
Drake's pretty old.
He's like his mid-30s, right?
No. Drake's early a little 30s. Old to be talking about some of the shit he talks about.
Nick Minaj, on the other hand. No, ain't Nikki. Oh, Nikki's pretty old.
She be acting like she's fucking like 18 type shit.
Yeah, oh, man, I get tired of that. But I mean, hey, man.
I mean, that was her career, really. Like, just
isn't she like 40? I feel like she's 40.
She's goddamn 40. I swear she's in her
bruh.
She's like an old early 30s.
Early 30s.
Early 30s. At least, like, I'm talking about, like, because mid is like 35 and down.
Nicki Minaj.
Late.
Said Nicki.
This bitch 37.
What?
She is I told not you, bro. I told you. This
37?
Bitch.
37. What are you calling a bitch for?
Oh, chill.
Right. Like this bitch.
I mean, she be talking like she.
Hey, man. Say, man.
Not like I knew Nicki was that.
I don't. It's also an unpopular opinion. I don't like Nicki Minaj either.
It's, I mean, it's crazy.
Or Doja Cat.
Doja is Doja.
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 Cat.
Oh.
It's Doja.
Doja. That was like the Doja.
Hey, no, no, no. I still fuck with Doja Cat, but I don't fuck with her because she cat.
Oh yeah, so that's what I said.
I was kind of mad about that.
No
too,
more, no
man.
More streams, man. No more streams at all.
That shit went.
Boycotting right now. I'm telling you, that shit's gonna flop. Her next album's gonna flop, and I'm gonna make sure of it.
I mean, it's true right. that Jamel Lindsay curse, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Let me hit a curse on somebody.
Bro, everybody mad at her right now, bro.
I know a couple of people got hit by my curse.
She was like, y'all just got played, bro. Y'all got.
Oh,
I mean, she's no, like, you can't really say right that too, bro. You did it over the internet.
Oh God, she was like, she was on live talking about something. You got fucking played. Ha ha ha. This had a third titties. Really almost out. Was she talking?
Saying she could. I tell you just.
Y'all go online, I bet
mean,
you gonna
man.
See
her
titties.
I
switched
it up.
Hey, but
yeah,
let me catch her in the streets, bro.
Beat ass. Keep the ribs right. Top flight security of the world, man. What the heck?
Oh, on the.
Dang.
I mean.
I really.
How do you tell your people to get you number one, then just not?
Just not like.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's like bro. That's like your fans. You extra
well,
fake.
Well, yeah. I feel well, like well. A lot of people were.
A lot of people just like, hey man, I'm trying to see some titties, bro.
Well, yeah, that's.
She did say she was gonna show them real hard.
She said real hard.
I don't even know what that means.
Off real, I'd be like, what?
I was. I mean, when I think about real hard, I'm thinking like ice cubes. Like, oh man.
Oh, you think it was like that?
Nah, probably not.
I'm gonna show them real hard.
Real hard.
Nipples hard as hell. It's
like razor blades. Like,
razor
oh, man.
Blades cut diamonds, nigga.
That's OD.
Oh, man. Your nipples ever been that hard? You ever sneeze and your nipples get hard, bro? That shit happened to me all the fucking time.
You ever are
true.
I mean, like, speaking about that, you remember, like, that shit used to happen, like, OD when you were, like, a little kid and everything like that?
You OD? Man, I'd be probably touching them.
That's
pushing
what I'm saying,
them in.
Bro. Push them in. They get rock hard. You ever, all right. So I know I can't be the only little kid used to have to, like, go through this shit or something like that. You'd be on the toilet, like, you know, taking a boo-boo. And your meter get hard, bro.
You said this shit before too.
Like I know I'm not the only person, bro. I don't know what it was. It was like almost I was a little kid. It don't happen now. Like since I turned like, you know, like from 13 like on up, that shit doesn't happen anymore. But like when it was happening, like shit was kind of like weird.
I don't think so.
I mean, at this table, probably not. But people out there, maybe. Actually, no, it happened.
Y'all always be making every time we hop on here, it's like y'all always try to make me like I'm weird or something. Like, none of this shit ever happened to y'all.
I'm trying to think because like I.
You just take a shit, like the weirdest, and you just get hard.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing.
I think it's like a hard one, like a real hard one. You gotta.
Oh, yeah, that actually
like
has
real, happened. Like the real, real hard one. You gotta like you strain, like, yeah, you gotta constipated shit.
You gotta press. It's not even like a natural erection. It's just like.
Like it's
you,
just like a.
Pushing so hard.
It's pushing
like,
so hard, it just inflates.
It don't got it, like it inflates, and it feels weird. It's not even like a regular. Like I said, it's not like a regular erection. It's like some. It's weird as fuck.
Well, I mean, since we talking about kids and stuff like that, I guess I'll go ahead and get to the next thing. Why, as a society, do we feel like it's okay for men to do certain things, but not women?
Like,
such as, basically, all right, so we'd be like, all right, well, your son's going out to a party all night. He was like, yeah, man, I was hooking up with this chick, and I was hooking up with that chick. Then your daughter does the same thing. You're like, man, what the fuck? Like, what the hell is this shit about? Or like your son loses his virginity, you're like, oh yeah, y'all just giving all praise and stuff, like high fiving, and then your daughter's like tells you like, yeah, I lost my virginity. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Cause man, your daughter, man, that's like your princess, you know. It's like I still want you to be young, like, cause think about it, would you want your daughter to get ran through and she's telling you about this?
I mean, that's one of my things. I do want my kids to be open with me and be able to talk to me about that stuff comfortably, but at the same time, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't want to hear about my daughter getting a face fucked or something
like
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
like,
just thinking about this right now, though, but you, like, I'm just putting it out there. Like, just first thought in my head. You think it is because, like, you see it, like, as a part of your kind of wife?
Yeah.
Technically, a little bit, maybe?
Just a little bit. Just because, like, oh, my wife is out here,
that
you
makes
know,
sense.
Gritting, griming, and stuff like that. Like, dang.
That makes sense. I see what
like, you just like your mama, man. What the hell?
That's what I'm saying. You look just like your mama. Damn.
And, like, other guys, like,
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, it's different from, like, all right, I would love for my kids to be open to me about everything. Because that's how that's
I'm too open, man.
Not like, I don't want fucking, like, dad, I just got a train running with about 10 black dudes.
I'm like, what?
Oh, damn, from where? Like, what side of town? Oh, they're different. They're from the south.
Fuck. It's like, you might need to go get a test
real quick. You might need to get a test real quick. I don't trust that. I don't trust that at all. But now that, I guess, like, I don't know. Fucking, like, me, I can't speak for a parent's perspective because, you know, I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess I can see from, damn. I can't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, because I'm a dude.
And it's like, hard to really, like, that's what I said. It would be to get a female's respect. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, the whole princess thing like that, when you think of your daughter, you don't want to think of that, like, her ran through like that. But your son is more like, yeah, man, you're becoming a man type shit.
Oh, I'm trying to think of a way, because I was about to put it like this, like, a dude can't get pregnant, but I was like, damn.
I mean, that is true, but I mean, a dude can also get somebody pregnant.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't say that, because, like, a dude can get somebody pregnant. And either, that's, like, that's still bad on, like, it's, that's bad on each part. Like, it's either if my son get this girl
But
pregnant,
if it really came down to it, which one is worse?
My daughter getting pregnant, of course.
Because I feel like, you know, a man could just, you know, just leave.
But would you act the same, like, towards your daughter's, like, boyfriend or something like that? Like, could you put that in the same category as, like the...
Mm, yeah, I mean, like, if it's my daughter's, like, base boyfriend, I know that's, like, you know, that's her boyfriend, you know, this and that. I'm not going to care. Cause
I'm going to be real with the Nick, too. I'm like, hey, you might need to leave her, bro. I don't be getting around, bro.
Oh, God, like, if my daughter, like, anything like me as a kid, I'm like, hey, bro. I'm like, oh, y'all so cute. Fuck around, break up. Hey, man.
Hey, bro.
Speaking, like, on a man-to-man level, she was texting a whole other name.
Like, that ain't it, dog. You gotta get it going.
You gotta go. Like, my family.
You not know that my daughter sucked 3 dicks last night, bro? While she was on the phone with you?
And they was like, what? I didn't even know. I know you didn't.
I know you didn't, nigga. I'm trying to let you know, young blood, what's going on.
You for real gonna be real like that?
Nigga, I might have to, cause I mean, you gotta say the bros from the heartbreak, bro.
Hey, man, listen, King, it's 2 a.m. You listen to Drake on Slow the Reverb on YouTube.
Oh, man,
put your phone down, King.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Put your phone.
Where did that shit even come from, bro?
I don't
like
know.
The whole
like,
King.
Like, listen, King.
Listen, King. You can say that all the time.
Cause like, look. Cause like,
listen,
I think
she don't deserve you.
I think where it came from is like girls do that. Girls used to do like OD, like they used to be like, listen, queen.
Yeah, I
you know
see
niggas
that
ain't
happening.
Shit. You know you always gonna have your girls at the end of the day type shit. Mm-mm.
That's what niggas say when they trying to get some butt.
That's what I'm saying. But me, if like, I guess I'd be like, oh man, like keep your head up, king.
I don't even know how to respond to stuff like that. Like, all right, like you ever just like have somebody you with and they're in a bad situation, you're like, damn, I don't know how the hell I'm responding to this shit, bro.
Like some like fucking, oh, my dog just got hit by a train.
Like, yeah, like, oh, my dog died, and like they're crying and you're just like, like you don't even know what to say.
Oh, bro, are you for real?
My dog was getting neutered and
yo, I just saw something like this shit was fucked up, bro. That was kind of funny though.
Like
it was like, oh my god, I'm gonna play it. It said when you go to her crib to smash, but she start talking about her abusive dad and unstable mother.
I wish I gave a fuck. Like, no, bro. Like, damn, like, cause I don't know, like, me, I used to be able to handle those situations pretty good. You know, you crying and saying things, I just don't know what to do in my life anymore. Like,
to be honest,
you cry too.
I'd be like,
I feel like I've been in many of those situations, and I don't know how.
I mean, you start to learn how to adapt, but like, you know, if it's on a consistent basis, you're just like, I don't really know. Like it's gonna be okay.
Why the fuck are you so down?
And like that's what I say when somebody passes or something like that, or somebody's about to pass, just like, I feel like I'm gonna end up saying the wrong thing. Like I'm like, sorry for your loss. He's not dead. I'm like, nigga, what? I'm like, oh shit.
Like, why are you fucking crying?
Why are you crying then? If he's not dead. You're about to die. That's the point. That you're missing the point. Then all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Like you're missing the point. Like if if a person is dying and you know they're gonna die, you're crying, of course. Like, oh man, sorry for your loss. Technically, are you wrong?
I mean, well, then it could come back.
On some Kim Jong Un.
Oh shit. He just make a whole thing. It's like he's right there. You see the beat start going beep.
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 They get slapped.
Just get all faint. It's like, I think it's going to.
It's like, oh. Beep, 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 beep.
What the fuck? It's like, where am I at? Nigga, what the hell just happened? Only nigga, that was Jesus right there. That nigga was like, bro, wake your ass
like,
up.
You nigga. Like, nigga, I was like, oh, what you doing up here, bro? I was like, ain't your time yet. Get back in your body.
Man,
like,
all right, bro. Shit, bro.
It's like, damn, man. Earth like, man, sucks.
This nigga, about the coronavirus, my nigga. Bro, come on, let me up there.
Yeah, so I got a plan with that. Just give me a second.
I got a plan, bro. Hey, look. Trust God, bro.
Oh, God.
Look, what would Jesus do?
He was like, right? He's like, right? He's like, you're right. I'm going to go back to my body. Right,
all right, bro.
He got out of heaven. Jesus is like, man, what the fuck we going to do with this coronavirus, man?
Man, I don't fucking know, bro.
This
like,
shit crazy. Niggas is dying left and right. Nigga, have you seen New York? Them rats got it, bro.
He's like, bro, man, I know you seen that nigga. She's on the... You're like, man, yeah, that shit fire as fuck, my nigga.
Oh, God, like, Jesus. Yeah,
bro,
like,
that's on Jesus, though.
You talking about Google? Nigga, that shit hard, but that's on me.
What if you get to heaven and, like, every nigga sounds like, every nigga sounds like they from New York?
It's like, yo, 6ix9ine back, yo.
Yo, man, that shit fucking crazy, bro.
That nigga snitched, though, man. I swear to God, nigga, Google, bro.
I'd be weak as hell, bro, if I went up there. Just like that shit is like, going.
God, dang.
He's on the bro. What the hell
going on? Niggas got fucking Tim's.
Like, yeah, what the fuck you do, my nigga?
Do rags.
What can happen, my dude?
Man. Fucking got the Patron.
What the fuck the Patron, nigga? Where the Henny at? Where the Henny at?
I got the Henny, the Patron, and the Bidet.
Oh.
That's how you say Bidet.
That's crazy, though. I mean, hey, man, say, man.
I mean, to be honest. What were you saying before? I feel like I'd only react. I know, y'all got all the topic. But I feel like I'd react better if it was like an emotional thing. Like if I actually knew somebody.
I'm saying.
Like if I really don't know who it was. Or, I don't know, I see someone crying. How am I going to comfort them? Like that type of stuff.
I feel like it'd be worse. Like you're going down the street and see somebody crying. And then you
try to hug them. And they're like, get the fuck off me. Like.
I mean, that's what I said. People handle their emotions in different ways. Some people like to cry. Some people just like to be alone. I think I'm more the alone type. Like, I like to, you know, suffer alone. Then I'll, you know, go into public with it and stuff like that.
I just, like, if I'm any emotion, I just, like, I battle it with, like, freaking humor, funniness, happiness, or something like that. Like, I always just, like, try to, like, make a joke of the situation. Or
what type of joke?
Not like a not of the like, situation.
Oh yeah, well, at least he didn't get hit by a truck. Like, nigga, what?
That'd be fucked.
It'd be fucked up.
Nah. I mean, like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I was saying personally, I just try to laugh. But if it's somebody else, I'll probably try to do the same thing. But
laugh?
Like, not like with them, not for like Edelman type shit. But I'll try to, you know, I'll be like, damn, I'll like make a slight joke. Like, they'll know it's a joke. That's like a slight joke type shit. Like, you know, something just like so they can giggle.
Like, stick crying. Like, what the fuck you what the fuck are you trying to make light of this situation
like,
for, my nigga?
Hey, that shit happens though. Like, something like if it's OD, niggas is like, you trying to make light of the situation.
That's you gotta read a room. You know what my worst fear is? Like, speaking at, like, you know, somebody's funeral.
Dude, I know. I feel like that's going to happen soon.
And especially, man. Like, with being the oldest, man, I feel like I'm definitely going to have to speak at a funeral.
I told myself, like, I was thinking about that shit, too. I was telling myself, I was like, damn, if somebody just, like, a surprise thing, it's like, if I forget what to say, like, I just can't. I walk out the funny and cry this shit.
They're, like, comforting you. Like,
I'm like, I'm looking around.
I'm in the crowd, like, what a bitch.
I'm like, man, shut your bitch ass up, man. Your ass not crying for real.
This nigga didn't know what to say.
Like the dude picks up his cards and this is Blake.
It's like he, the pastor come back and say, what a powerful testimony. But wait a minute, nigga his cards is Blake. He look back. Oh, like, oh shit, I left him up there, damn it. Like, nigga, do you even know this dude? It's like, nah bro.
He told me, that nigga just told me to speak at the funeral and shit. Damn, yeah, bro.
But I was telling Jamel this like 2 days ago. Does time feel so weird, man? Like, how does a year go real fast, but sometimes in the days go like kind of slow? Or in a day would go real fast too? Like, damn, it's like 2 o'clock type shit.
Yeah, like then it was like then we were talking about the simulation shit with was that slow?
I think it was Matt.
It was Matt. Yeah. I'm tweaking out. I forgot he was.
But like, why? Why does it feel like that?
Like, I feel like it's based off of, all right, so, like, I feel like it's based off of how your day goes and everything like that. Because, like, I feel like once you, your day really goes slow when you're trying to, you're anticipating for something to happen. Like, you're, like, all of a sudden you're like, fuck. Like, damn, man, like, I get to go do this tomorrow. I can't fucking wait. Then all of a sudden the night goes slow.
Slow as fuck.
Slow as hell. You wake up, it's like 3 in the morning. It's only 3. Like, you only been asleep for, like, maybe, like, 35 minutes or something like that.
Let me rebuttal that. So, like, you know how, like, when you're doing something you're looking forward to, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like you said, it'll go slow.
Like, tomorrow I go to Miami.
It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah, if you're like, I'm going to Miami tomorrow, I'm excited, boy. Damn, nigga, it's been 1 for 5 hours. What the hell?
Exactly, nigga. When we was at work that last time, bro.
Nigga, oh,
that
my
shit was
God.
Long as hell. I don't know why, bro. Like,
we nigga, were there for 3 hours.
I swear to God, I watched a 10-minute video, bro, and only 3 minutes passed.
Nigga, cause like I swear, I watched it. Like, I swear, I did the same thing. It was like I looked at the time. It was like 1:50. Like 1:50. Watch this video. I swear, this video was long as hell. I thought it was like 2 something. I would look back 1:56.
Fucking ridiculous, man.
Man, we all have like 24 hours in a day, though. But why does it feel so different?
I mean, like
what you said, like,
oh, yeah,
what
but you're doing. I forgot to get y'all the second. All right, so, like, you know, you're doing something fun. Mm-hmm. Time goes by slow.
Yep.
When you're doing something, you got to do something you don't want to do. Say, like, you're working
the opposite.
I think that's the opposite. That's where
no, I'm sorry.
When you're doing something fun, time goes fast as hell. Like when you're in it, when you're an escape room or something like that, bro.
No, I'm saying like with life. Still, you know, like Miami. Mm-hmm. Say I'm going to Miami tomorrow. That day you're, drop my phone. The day you're in right now is gonna go by slow because you're going to Miami tomorrow. But if you gotta go, like, let me see, if you gotta go to work tomorrow, that day gonna go by fast as hell.
I beg to differ, man.
Like, work? The day before work.
The day before. Day, you're trying to rest up. Like, it's like a Sunday. Then Monday you go back to work.
Yeah, that Sunday's gonna go by fast as hell.
But you go to sleep all of a sudden. It's like it's already the next morning and shit. That's
what I was trying to say. Like, basically, like, if you're doing something you're looking forward to, time is gonna go real slow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing something you're not looking forward to, time's gonna go by faster, so you can get to that event faster. Yeah. I don't know how it works like that, but it may just be for me. It may be different for some of y'all, but like that's just how it is for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, well, in a year too, right? Like, time goes real fast. We're already in May, right?
Yeah, man.
I swear, January is just like
the world been active, nigga. Coronavirus, bro. Fucking death after death.
Yeah, you think that's what it means?
What, the time's going very good? I mean, I feel like this whole everything's going fast. Like in general, like not just days, not just that, like everything, bro. Yeah, everything's going back, cause nigga, like I can remember middle school like vividly, like it was yesterday. That's what's so crazy.
You know what's weird? I can't remember anything from middle school. I do not remember nothing.
That's what's so crazy. I can remember every other grade before then, but once we get to high school, that's when shit gets like a blur.
They weren't playing. My bad. I ain't mean to do that. But like basically, they say like high school go by fast as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And like they weren't lying about that. Like when I was in middle school, like, hey, Captain, nigga, I went to high school. I'm a senior now. I'm about to graduate.
Yeah,
I can only remember sophomore year, barely junior year, and then I guess somewhat senior year. But that's all I remember.
Don't remember anything from senior year. Barely remember. I think it's because I put senior year to like, you know,
the back of my head. Yeah.
I mean, I'm senior now. I remember. I guess like the only grade.
I feel like y'all are gonna always remember y'all senior year.
I mean, everybody gonna remember my senior year. I mean, like, that's just like fucking coronavirus.
Yeah, it's eventful.
Like when you think of 2020, that's what you gonna think.
Hey man, say man. No, that's not what I think, man. I think about Kobe, man.
Oh yeah,
fuck, bro.
Rest I think about Juice WRLD, bro.
But even back to that, like
he would be what? Hmm? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey man, say man. Rip.
I feel like Juice WRLD was just like overlooked. Like people, like when he died, niggas was like,
what?
I mean, nigga, I'm like, not like, really.
A lot of like me, like, you know, like even with like I guess I just accepted the fact that Brett died. I felt like people still gotta accept the fact that he's gone, type shit. Cause I was listening to some Juice WRLD the other day. I was like, damn, this nigga really fucking gone, bro. That shit crazy.
That's how I felt about X, man. I feel like he's not dead.
Yeah, I feel like he's not dead. Bro, cause when they showed his body, I ain't see no blood.
Like he was just sleeping in his car.
I thought he was like they.
I swear, you get blasted, it's gone. Like, yeah, it's gonna blood everywhere.
Right? Everywhere, bro.
That damn. Know. Now I'm thinking about it. Now,
I like, told you, bro. There was no blood. Like, you go look at that video. Nothing on there. I swear, it was just him.
Unless they cleaned it before the video.
It'd be impossible. What? Fucking with that was an amateur camera. You can see it shaking and everything.
Damn, bro. That's crazy. That's how you know, like...
But thinking about that stuff like that, it kind of makes me think, like, are we alone in this universe?
Like, how does that go with
X? Because, like, it could be, like, an alien controlling everything.
Like, dead. He just gets, like...
Telekinesis?
No, what?
What's
that word? Like, sucked up? I don't know.
Abducted.
Yeah.
His whole car, everything.
That'd be wild. Oh, that would be crazy if they took the whole car. Like, they were like, we can't find the car.
Like, I'm like, what? You can't find the car? Something
is a little over
that. Something fishy about that. You thought we... All right, so I may be dumb, but I wasn't born yesterday, sir.
Hell no, man.
If a whole car get missed, I'm just thinking about it. Like, what they say? Like, what story would they say? Like, oh, yeah,
man, we
turned around and it was gone. Like what? Like, who picks up a whole car?
Like nigga,
fucking Hulk, just fucking.
I don't think even a Hulk, but like, I don't know, man, because that would be a little fishy. They said some shit like that. I'd be like, yeah, it's definitely like there.
Like some aliens.
Oh man,
but I mean, back to what you were saying.
Are we alone in the universe?
Yeah.
You think there's other beings besides us?
Do we
not just down here, but like,
is there proof?
There's most definitely proof. Yeah, the UFO shit.
They fucking.
That's only that though.
Apparently, like, nigga, there's way more than just that.
Yeah, apparently they niggas came out and was like, it's intelligent life out there. Did it? They use intelligent life.
And what?
What if aliens are dumb as hell?
Nigga, what?
I just think about that. Like, what if aliens like we gas them up hard as fuck? Like, these niggas smart, technology out the world. All of a sudden they get here. We're here to take everything. It's like, take us to your wiener.
It's like,
it's like,
what the fuck?
Niggas come in this spaceship. It sound like Rick and Morty shit. Like in the fucking like a gasket blowing every time.
Maybe OD as fuck, bro.
Oh shit, aliens dumb as hell in real life.
I mean, like, what is some other proof?
Other proof?
You said. I mean, I see the UFO.
One of them is Area 51. Why can't we go in Area 51? Besides it being a military base and everything, why is it so secret?
Can you go into any other military base?
Yeah, you can go to any other military base. I mean, you go visit somebody or something like that. Like, what if my husband's working in Area 51? I'm like, damn, I want to go visit this nigga and bring some lunch.
I want to visit my husband in Area 51.
I'm pretty sure they don't live on there.
No, they don't live. I mean, they probably work.
Let me visit him at work?
Yeah.
Because it's probably a secret thing that they got.
People can't do that, though?
Is the military not allowed to have secrets?
Not
the military in general. I meant, like, the U.S.
I mean, yeah. They're been a secret place, since, you know, the jump.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. What if it's just one of the regular, places?
I mean, you never know, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's more like a... Keeps your mind alive type shit. You know, just like, well, what if? Like, what's going on in there type shit?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the media in the world portrays Area 51 to have alien life, fucking Poseidon.
Poseidon.
That's, like, some crazy shit. Like, in Area 51. They got, like, all in, like, just... I was just saying some random shit, really. But, like, they got, like, apparently that's where everything they got at Area 51. Like, just...
I thought it was majority of that crash and stuff like that. Because it was, like, the craft... That's why I was, like... Kind of freaked me out when I saw that video, because like, that shit doesn't look like anything that they have.
Yeah, I mean, to be real though, you think if they did were storing stuff like that, you think they would want it in a place that everyone knows about?
Probably not.
And just not let them in? That's what I'm saying. I feel like they would have like something way different that nobody knows about.
Yeah,
I say they got a whole nother thing nobody knows about.
Like that, like what, like, I just
like
said.
It's like, it's like, everybody know about Area 51. That's just like the mirage.
Like, so, it's like a
cloaking device. Or something?
Yeah, yeah, a target.
Yeah, like a cloak. It's like that.
It's in there.
Yes, everybody thinks it's there, but it's actually like somewhere, like even deeper in the desert.
Yeah,
probably like some shit. Like, actually, it's probably some shit in Maine, like in plain sight.
Hey man, same man. That'd be creepy as hell.
I mean, no one's has ever been into the Lady Liberty, bro.
Lady Liberty. Everybody has been to Lady. Wait, what?
Inside.
Yeah, I know there. You can't go outside.
You can like look. That's where y'all like. That's where you can look up and everything.
Yeah, you can't go on the little tower thing. Though.
It's crazy, bro. The construction of the Statue of Liberty wasn't even green.
It was bronze.
Yeah, it was bronze.
Was it bronze?
No, it was copper. No,
copper. It was copper.
Well, no wonder it made it that, because if you leave like the copper pennies and stuff like that, it should just turn green.
Is it erosion?
It's erosion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm surprised it actually stayed, like, you know. Right. Like, wonders like that kind of. Like,
but can you just clean it up? Like, can I pressure wash it? Does it come?
I feel like it's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a hole just in the, just, in the middle. Like, ooh,
it's like you start at the bottom, the whole thing just fucking falls over.
That'd be scary as hell, man. Like, what do you like? Like, what if we just saw some structures like that just dropping down?
Like freaking structures.
Like what if we were around in the time, like, you know, like the pyramids are just like out here mm-hmm. just dropping, bro. God damn.
I feel like, well, I mean, because that's like, I don't know, like seeing huge structures fall. People get off to that stuff, man.
Hey, man, say, man.
I'm like, man, look at that building just collapse.
I know this is about to sound really crazy to everybody, but it's just something that it's also it's something I had a dream about. But honestly, all right, so it was basically like I was at a school or something like that, you know, just trying to like kind of like chaperoning. All of a sudden, all the elementary school kids just like started breaking out into a panic, started beating up all the teachers and everything like that.
Like a prison break, nigga?
Like a prison break. Like, they was like, fuck this, way. We're tired of the fucking authority. We're about to fuck some shit up. And I was just thinking to myself, like, damn, like, if it really came down to it, how many elementary school people, like, how many elementary school kids could I take on before I'm just like, oh, fuck, like they got me?
Like, what grade?
Like, I'm talking about like kindergarten through, like, kindergarten through fifth.
Kindergarten
through fifth, all types of people.
You talking about like what year? Because kids nowadays, it's like niggas my height in fucking elementary. My height, not my height, but like there's some tall ass kids in elementary school.
Hey,
like,
we gonna go with 2000 and what's a good year? Like, what was a good year when everybody kind of like 2012.
Bet, yeah, that's a good year. 2012. All right, so. K through five, how many kids?
I'm talking about this is the school. This is like, all right, let's go with like Jesse Warren Elementary, 2012. So, let's say around 300 students.
I can take
in the cafeteria or something.
Like, are we like, where are we at? Yeah, where are we at?
Outside on the playground.
Oh, so I got options. I can run. I can knock a couple of them out, rent some more. All
right. Oh, no, because if we're going to do it like that, we're going to talk about, all right, so library.
I can still run the library.
You can still run the library, yeah, but you got to think about his tables, bookshelves.
It would be fucked up if I knocked over a shelf and, like, crushed them.
Nigga, what?
Hey, man, you got to fight to survive, bro.
You got to fight to survive. They after you, bro.
Like, if I know that really out here, like, they rip a teacher's arm off or something like that, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, bro. I ain't know they was on shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. They're fucking these teachers up. They're like, oh, come on, little Jimmy. Like, please get in there. Bam! Just beat this bitch ass.
With a club, just
clubs in the head.
Damn, I mean, and they're all like going against you.
All going against me, everybody. Like it's like you and, all right, so that, it's like you and three other people. It's an English teacher, it's a PE teacher, and it's it used to be like a little mixture, so like a math and science teacher.
Yeah,
science
teacher. I mean, how, like, you're talking about in total, all of us?
All of y'all, yeah.
Versus them?
Mm-hmm.
How many can we take?
Yeah, how many can you take? Like, you by yourself.
What do you say?
Yeah, you're getting a little help, but, like, you ain't getting much help. You know, you say English teacher right there. English teacher, they be getting...
Like, at a time, or just you got to think fast?
150.
Like,
150 students?
150 kids.
Oh, I forgot we're in the library. We in the library. Oh, shit. 25.
And they're all coming at you? Oh, all so we're talking about, like...
Like, it's basically like waves. Like, a zombie wave. It's like,
oh, like,
coming
like,
in.
Like Spider-Man, okay. You know how,
I thought you were talking about, like, I mean... They're like right in front of you. There's
like 300.
So you said 25 kids.
They're all surrounding you like that.
Oh, so basically it's like how many can I take?
But you know these kids at least got a little bit of respect. This 2012 right here ain't too much going on. So they got a little bit of respect. So they know the weight they turn after they get their ass beat to come in there. Like, all right, it's my turn now.
Oh, I keep going for it. So like,
I feel like I'm gonna get exhausted, man. You gotta think about it. You remember wrestling and everything like that, and how much it would take out of you wrestling and everything like that.
You gotta think about it. You think about it like this, like them is kids, so they ain't gonna be able to take as much as like a nigga your size or a nigga like, you know, like me or like you, some, like, you know, they ain't gonna be able to take as like as much punishment or as much like, you know, as the next man.
Mm-hmm.
So like you could probably take like fucking five of them out and like still have like the same energy. You put in the one douche.
It all depends, man. You don't know people's backgrounds like that.
So 25 kids?
25 kids. I just can't even...
I'm not... Am I killing them? Or
No, you ain't killing them. You're just knocking them out.
No, yeah. Oh,
you're trying to get that out of there.
All right, 35.
35?
Hey,
I don't know, bro. I feel like because I feel like once I get through, like once I get through five, my knockout power is gonna go away a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm about to do a little bit more. Like I'm about to start choking kids out, and I ain't really got time like that.
I'm gonna choke out. You gotta choke out too much time, like.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, how much do you think they weigh? Like at that age?
That's what I'm saying. Because he said
you gotta think about it. I was a big boy in there. I was probably at least like a good, like.
Them kids
one,
is like, big.
I was a good 160.
So you don't think I could pick you up and throw you to another kid? Like
you probably could.
You probably do that to one kid.
All I'm saying is that you have to think about your whole muscular state and how it's gonna be, man. Like after doing, like you could throw five kids, but now all of a sudden you're like, damn, that's getting a little heavy each time I'm throwing these kids. So by the time you get to the 15th kid, you're like, your arm's gonna be dead.
Damn, I mean. That's wait, like, what do you think? What? How many can you have?
Realistically?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a pretty strong guy. I'm still got the same physical stature as I do right now. Realistically, probably about 18.
Damn. I mean, that does kind of sound 35. Realistic. I'm going to just say 15. I don't want to copy your number.
No, I got to go low. I said 35. Nick, hold up.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Like, you 35 like kids?
Kids no, because you got to think about kids. You got to think about it. Because like you said, I'm getting a little help.
You're in a little help, but you're not getting much help. Like,
they'll probably take actually, one kid the off. Teacher,
like, honestly, yeah. the other two people aren't really doing much work. But the PE teacher, you know, he doing what he got to do. He's trying to get the fuck out of here.
He's stabbing people and shit.
All right, PE gang, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep it at 35. You know why? I'm going to get the tallest one, pick that nigga up, swing him.
That what? That's some cartoon shit.
And right like there. In a circle, I'm just going
nah, that's not going to work. They're
going to run up. I'm going to.
I mean, why can't I see that really happening, though?
I mean, I can see some shit happening. Like, that's why I said, like, it'll work for a little bit, but my nigga, you're gonna get tired.
I'm gonna throw that nigga.
When you say that, all of a sudden, they gonna get you out of the week, and that's when they gonna double up on you. They gonna like, fuck this shit, bro. You fucked us. You fucked 35 of us up? Mm-hmm. All right, nigga.
Like, you on the ground, and they pull down your pants, man.
Pull down your pants. Start getting them. Start holding you down, getting them ripped.
Like,
I imagine just a little fist just beating the shit out of me. Because
if
man.
Your pants coming down in the fight, you can worry about picking your pants up. So, my face is open. So they probably gonna fuck me.
Well, that is true as hell right there. I ain't gonna cap with you.
Fucking your pants coming down in the fight, you just gonna keep fighting? Hell no.
I probably am gonna keep on fighting. I mean, now, I feel like if this is my underwear, if I got my dick out in front of all these kids, I'm gonna feel a little weird. So, yes, I'm gonna pull my pants
up. I ain't gonna feel weird. These niggas wanna fight me. What the fuck?
I mean, how much time do you think it takes to just pull up your pants?
It's probably gonna take you like 15
what
seconds.
What kind of pants I got on?
Like, those right there.
These right.
Man, that's easy. That's easy.
That's swoop.
This man has some 1957 Levi denims.
With a belt on.
With a belt.
Got fucking.
They don't know how this man. He don't know how he got his pants down. That's
he laid down. Man, just down. On his ankles. He was like,
motherfucker, bro.
And these fucking kids always taking my pants off and shit.
Nigga, what?
I'm quitting this job. I'm tired of this shit.
I'd be tired of it too. So what's your final number problem?
15, man.
AJ, you still on 35?
I'm gonna go 20.
I guess that's
right. Because
I just feel the age, man. I don't think that's gonna happen, bro.
They're not gonna run up. That's why I gotta shimmy over there while I'm. You've like swung like a kid around for like, you know, some play for
they,
shit.
What, they gonna move back, dude? They ain't stupid. They move back.
If you move back, I'm gonna throw that move. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm gonna pick up some speed. I'm gonna be a little dizzy with shit. I'm just gonna try to start. Like, after I'm done swinging and shit, I'm just gonna.
Yeah, tripping. I try to find the littlest niggas I can, man. Just start getting in. I'm taking a few niggas with me, bro.
This is kind of.
You gotta go for the bigger ones, man, because like the little ones ain't no threat. You can
that's
both
what you
do
think,
them.
Man. The little ones, those would be the little ones to get you, man.
If they come in numbers, I'm gonna get fucked up.
So, how big do you think a regular fifth grader is? Then?
Like right
a
now,
regular fifth grader.
Right. I seen a sixth grader one time. What grade was I in? I think I was a sophomore in high school. I was a sophomore in high school. Seen this fucking. Did I say sixth grader, right?
You said sixth grader.
What's this talking about? Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school. I seen this sixth grader. This nigga was shit you not. This nigga was taller than me. Anyway, more than me and everything. I'm like, alright, so you heavier than me, taller than me. I'm a sophomore in high school. What the fuck are you eating?
Hey, man, say, man.
Like, you were.
No, you might not even be that. His father must have not been in his life.
Hey, that nigga about to be a baller.
I'm telling you, niggas is just in the sixth grade or fifth grade that's like 6 foot above, their dad's most likely not in their life.
Not in their life. Like, you don't just get that big.
You don't get that big out of nowhere, man. So that's LeBron.
What I was saying, well, this kind of brings me into like another topic.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, for the future of like humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we feeding ourselves that will kill us in the future, you know?
Like something that we're eating. You say eating?
Yeah, like, if we eat all the food that is out there right now, it's really unhealthy, right? Mm-hmm. And eventually it'll kill us.
Yeah.
It's just, so, in the past, what's different? Because I feel like the past was more, was it more healthy?
No, it was more all natural. It wasn't that it was healthy, it was more all natural.
Yeah, it was like, you got like the red light.
Because you don't have to, cut all right, you ever eaten a chicken wing and it's like just extra big for no reason?
Like stupid big.
It's like stupid big. Those are the ones that got steroids pumped in and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, those are unnatural.
Yeah. OD. Like, fucking... Yeah, like just like he said, like GMOs and shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, like, fucking, they got a banana that tastes like a kiwi.
Basically.
Yeah, so that's the thing, that us genetically modifying our food is gonna really fuck us up in the long time. That's why people are getting like weird cancers or weird stuff that people never seen before, is because we're like modifying our food so much and not keeping it all natural.
Exactly. Like, fucking.
So I was gonna say, like, if you compare like a height, weight, strength from a fifth grader now to one in like the 80s.
That nigga big. That's a big boy. Like, you got to think about it. Like, I was looking at like Page High School's, like, you know, the 1980, like team and everything like that. Those are some big dudes. Like, all them dudes like grown men.
Like, in the high school days?
The high school days, like, everybody like a grown man. You didn't see one dude like a little kid.
Oh, no. If you're talking about that, Pablo, basically, no, like, back in the day, everybody looked the same.
Yeah, honestly. Like, if you were a high schooler, probably had a, you know, mustache going, mm-hmm, and everything like
that. Yeah, everybody looked the same back in the day.
You'll catch a little bit that's either, you know, looking like that, like they're grown, mm-hmm, men and everything because of genetics.
Yep.
Or you see people who like got clear faces, like got baby faces.
Oh God. Because it's like now it's, you know, society set up. It's like society's like a big ass high school. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your groups and shit. You got your jocks, got your fucking nerds and shit. Nerds is like Elon Musk, but you know, nerds get money. So,
I mean, could I say that like the difference is in nutrition? Like, you think, mm-hmm, that's a way big difference?
I mean, somewhat. It's a part of it, but I mean, a lot of it's kind of like how people are getting brought up and everything.
Your kids are vegans nowadays.
Like, I mean, I'm cool with the vegan movement because I feel like it's good to be. It's better for you. Yes, yeah. But at the same time, I feel like it's a little extreme, especially the way that people go about it. A lot of people try to make progressive movements and, like, you know, try to force their opinions on other people.
That's stupid. Like, me, it's like, to me, that's like, I swear, I don't like, I'm not saying, like, if you vegan, you vegetarian, anything like that, I ain't got no problem with you. I just think, like, the idea of being vegan or vegetarian is, I ain't gonna say stupid because, you know, I know people like that, but it's, in my opinion, it's not smart because you're supposed to eat meat. Like, you need, mm-hmm, protein. You need protein, like, to survive. Like, either way, how you get it, but like, you need meat to survive.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't front it like that because I mean, you're the other. There's other like places you can get protein.
Yeah, that's all I was straight. Just saying. Yeah, you can get like,
you don't necessarily like a, need meat,
granola bars,
because if you don't want, I mean, if you don't want to, you know, eat an animal, I mean, you really don't even have to, because there's other way you can find it in beans and other stuff like, mm-hmm, that.
Yeah,
but it's when you're forcing like your agendas on other people, like, oh, you shouldn't do that because the blah 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 the blah. I don't care about blah blah blah. I've been doing this my whole entire life and I've been fine.
That should be pissing me off because, like, fucking, you think I'm gonna change how I live because it makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah,
you don't like how I'm living because I've been living like this for 18 years
and
now.
This reminds me of, like, you know, homosexuality and everything like that. Yeah. Like the false perception that people have about it.
Of course, like, I'm gonna be real. Like, my uncle on my dad's side, he's a homosexual. And I've known that for my whole entire life. I always have respect for, you know, shit like that. Like, you know, I always have respect for him and all that. It's just, he's never pressed, like, I've been around him, he's never pressed, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. He's never done that. He's like, mm-hmm, he's never that type of done that. But I'm like, it's people nowadays that are like, oh, fucking, the fuck, I can't think of really an example. It's just like my struggle type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, you shouldn't do that because it's out there. Like, I had no idea that it was, like, offending you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what I just don't like. I mean, like I'm pretty sure we said in the podcast, we're all turning into pussies, man. No cap.
Yeah, the world is turning to, like, a lot of turning pussies.
And it's not good. It's not going to be good in the long run and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had something to say, but it was, like, more of, so, the difference between what we were eating in the 80s or, like, maybe earlier than that from now. Why did it change? You think it's because of price, or is it harder to get like more natural food or more?
It's harder to get natural food.
I wouldn't say that. So you can easily grow natural food if you need to. It's more like it's cheaper for the companies that they go and outsource and try to, you know,
keep it fresh, like
they have caviar that is like farm bred and everything like that, and it's kind of unnatural because they just got them straight up just breeding making caviar and everything like that. Yeah. You got, if you're forcing unnatural stuff on natural things, it's gonna end up making an unnatural product.
Like, yeah, people is impatient nowadays. That's like freaking, if I said you're gonna get your bananas in a week, wait that week because these bananas is fresh. And if I give you these GMO bananas, you're going to be sick.
Or, like, I could get you some apples that taste like bananas.
It's crazy.
That's a real thing. That's a real fucking thing.
I don't know. I like science and everything like that, but that's scary, bro. You can, like, what?
You can, like, SMC, you can genetically, like, fucking, did y'all see that blue strawberry? Is that real? That is real. I seen somebody would fucking hold a blue strawberry. I seen niggas with, like, blue
strawberry.
Yes, that look at it. Wild. A blue strawberry, and it was like a kiwi. It was a banana. Literally, like, I swear, how do they do it? It was like a kiwi. I forgot. It was either a kiwi that turned into a banana or a banana that turned into a kiwi.
Banana that turns into a kiwi. It was a little bit more.
Yeah, because like I think like he peeled and it looked like a kiwi in his eye.
Oh, that's scary, man. That's so scary.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm not gonna eat that. The hell? I'm gonna fuck around and grow another limb.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I said, like, that's what's really, it's gonna keep on affecting people, like, generation after generation is gonna keep on affecting people in different ways. That's why I said, back then people were more farm bred. Everybody looked like they were all rough and tough and everything like that. Then as like you see people starting to, you know, change up a little bit as the time goes.
That's something I meant, like, for the future of humanity. Like in the future, I feel like it's just going to get worse, to be honest.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It is, because, like,
yeah, we don't make any changes. Yeah, it's going to get way worse. That's why I said so many people, I feel like the stuff that we're putting in our body, like why the coronavirus is hitting us so hard, is because the stuff we're putting in our body is making it even worse for us to even fight, like, half the stuff that's going on, anything like that.
Because, like, all the, like, chemicals
it's gonna, like, basically, you know, magnify it and exactly. make it even bigger on the different spectrum and everything like that.
Hey, do y'all remember grapples?
Grapples? What's that?
The grapples.
Like,
at lunch. The ones grapples. That used to give us it was an apple that tastes like grapes.
What?
Do you remember that?
Bruh, I'm trying to remember, because I swear I remember. Like,
wouldn't even tell us. It was just in a bag. I remember.
Oh, it was back the bag. It was a bag?
Yeah, no. It was. Do you remember?
It was the little plastic.
They literally just put an apple in a bag and, like, just had it out there.
I remember, like, people used to get it. I never got it. But yeah, I seen people, like, they was like, they had to open a fucking bag to the apple type shit.
And he's like, bro, this shit tastes like a grape.
That sounds terrifying.
They used to give that at lunch, bro. Mm-hmm.
I never remember that.
Yeah, no.
It was elementary school or high school?
No, this was high school. I remember what? Paige, yeah.
They fucking. I remember the crayon apples. That's what I remember.
You talking about little niggas in a fucking little bag?
No. This was literally an apple.
Literally an apple inside of a bag.
They opened it, niggas.
Like, this shit tastes like a grape.
Yes. You never had one?
Nah, I feel like I have had one, but I didn't notice that, like, it was that.
Yeah, I ain't never had one. I've seen people eat that shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't eat unnatural stuff like that.
I don't really fuck with apples anyways.
That's really
like
weird.
They got some grapes that taste like cotton candy at the store.
Nigga, what?
You haven't seen all
that? I think I have heard of the cotton candy grapes.
Yeah.
Where can you even get that stuff from?
I mean, I saw it at Food Lion.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But thinking of stuff like that, like, what's one of the creepiest, most unexplained things you've, like ever... Wait, what's one creepy thing you've, like, seen that you haven't shared with anybody? That could be anything.
Like something that was, like, crazy.
Something was crazy, and you're just like, oh, man, I'm going to keep that shit to myself. Okay, I ain't going to tell nobody about that.
Dude, damn. I feel like I have seen a lot of shit like that.
It's just like, I ain't going to send that one to the boys. I'm going to keep that one to myself. That shit crazy. Like, I ain't even, like
you talking about on the phone or in real life?
In real life. Like, you're in person. You was like, oh, shit, that's crazy.
Oh, real life?
Yeah.
All right, bet.
I mean, I saw something, but it's not crazy crazy.
I mean, what is it? It was on
the special. It was this dude getting chased by, like, I swear it was an FBI agent, bro.
Stop playing.
Like, he had the jacket and everything. He was, like, running around a yard, and, like, the dude was chasing him.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of crazy right there.
Yeah, but, I mean, nothing, like really escalated like that, but he was just chasing him. I was like, oh, fuck.
Hey, man, say, man.
But other than that, I don't know.
I went to... There's a lot of shit to happen, bro. fuck around. I was at a store one time. Mm-hmm. I was like getting some meat. I don't think I was getting. I was over there. You know how sometimes you can see through the meat thing where they put shit at.
Yeah.
Like this nigga was getting his dick sucked back there.
Oh man, what the fuck?
He's lying.
I swear. I look back there. I'm like, oh shit. I walked away.
This must have been at a Walmart. I swear that's how it be in the Walmart.
Like,
I
walked away. I was like, oh bro, what the fuck?
Let's walk away. Crazy. Just like take the milk thing you see right there. Make eye contact with him.
He's like, oh, I'm going, what the fuck?
He's like.
Just pull out your phone like this.
Like, hey. Oh God! It's like you just slowly bring it up. Like,
Totally, man, that's the shit to be on the hub right there, bro.
Oh God,
catching him.
Yeah. That's like some.
I think probably one of the craziest things I've seen is like, it's two things. One was a dead body.
I've seen a dead body too.
I've seen a couple dead bodies. It was kind of crazy to think about.
I've seen two.
For real?
Yeah.
I saw one inside of a. We was in Reedsville. It was one in a creek.
Yeah, nah,
Oh, y'all got up close and personal with it.
Yeah, nah, fucking in Reedsville.
Yeah,
I'll be with fucking my friends in Reedsville and shit.
Damn, is that weird that I feel like I've seen too?
Yeah, you probably have, dude. Seen a lot
this of this was in Guatemala.
It's in Guatemala. Oh, yeah, yeah, you talking about the.
Yeah, someone got hit by like a car on the street and it was just on the side. And there was like a whole crowd of people just like around it, just like looking at
it's
it.
It's like, damn.
And I was like, oh, man.
That shit's wild, bro.
The second time, I think that dude got murdered. There was, like, a police, like...
Oh, this is in Guatemala again, too?
Yeah, it was, like, the day before I left.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you going to the hotel.
I swear you said something about it, didn't you?
No.
No, you didn't?
No, I haven't.
That must have been somebody else. I'm like, I don't know if you're tripping, because, yeah. Nah, man. Damn, I didn't know you were talking about dead bodies, huh?
The one I seen, it was, like, you... Like, I wasn't up close and personal, because I don't like that type of stuff. I really don't. But, like... It's kind of surreal when you see it. Like, man, it's so surreal when you see somebody like somebody lifeless like that, like that.
Wait, like, did you tell anybody?
No, I ain't tell nobody, bro. I kept that shit to myself. I kept on walking, illegal? Man.
Can they get you?
Oh. Hey, man. He ain't say when he seen.
I don't know.
I mean, I just know I ain't been to Reed's been like the last 5 years. So,
well, you for you it's been a minute.
Well, yeah, it's been a minute, but you know,
I'm always going in and out, but.
Hey man, stop being Tekashi right now.
Oh, self-incriminating.
Yeah, me.
It was, like, it was him. It was him, officer.
But yeah, nah, man. Oh yeah, that shit's kind of creepy right there. You ain't got nothing else?
I was gonna. I don't know if I want to tell you about the dead body one.
Oh man,
shit was crazy.
You seen one too? Damn, I didn't think it was like that kind of popular.
Man, it's real. I feel like it's really like. I ain't
finna tell y'all where I was. One thing I gotta know, I was in the woods somewhere. In the woods somewhere. I'm finna say who I was with. So some friends. We walking in the woods, we conversating and shit like that. We walking, you know, they move over a little bit and I stop cause some shit in my fucking shoe. And so they still going. I'm like, y'all go ahead. Fuck, I'm fixing my shoe. I like see something I like the fucking peripherals, right? I look and it's like a blanket. But it's like you can tell something's under the fucking blanket type shit.
Oh man.
And like I ain't go up to it, check it out. Only thing I know like blanket was kinda bloody. Kind of dirty, and I'd have seen like you know something under the blanket. It was like kind of like in a ditch somewhere, but I seen it at the purpose. I was like, that shit kind of crazy. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, fuck my shoe, put it on, so went with them. They're like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm straight.
Dang, that's like the type of shit you gotta brush out. But I mean, at the same time, I feel like you should never really be afraid of death. Like me personally, I ain't afraid to die or anything like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, you can't be like.
You can't live your life in fear because like, you wouldn't be able to live your life right. Like I, honestly, like that Rick and Morty episode when like he found out he like did no, all the ways, all the crystal, always, yeah, the crystal and shit like yeah. That shit like that is true. Like you're not gonna be able to live your life normally if you live your life every day afraid to die and everything.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. You got it. Like I always say this: live life in the moment. Bro. Mm-hmm. You can't fret about the past, the future, anything. You got to live life in the moment.
Man, like, I could see that because like you know. I feel like there is some people out there that are like scared to go out, stay inside their
house. Because the world is a crazy place.
I ain't gonna lie to you, like around my birthday and stuff like that, like around like a little bit before, a little bit after, because most people die before their birthday, on their birthday, and a little bit after their birthday. I don't do drastic things. That's why I said I'd be afraid to like I'll probably skydive a month before my birthday.
Isn't that something crazy?
What?
Isn't it technically always before and after your birthday?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, true. I mean. That not everything though.
That's what I'm
I mean,
saying.
That's everything. Yeah, but like you use like I'm talking about like a couple of days before the actual.
Yeah, I know. What you, I know what you mean. I was just saying.
I'm not leaving, man.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even. I'll stay outside.
I'm say, man, I ain't gonna, like, that's what I said. I'd rather do something that in a comfort amount. Everybody be like, oh, like, why don't you go out to the club or anything like that? Like, on your birthday and type shit. I mean, I got all, the whole rest of the year to try to do, like, club type shit. Yeah. On my birthday and shit like that. That's gonna be, the, like, some wrong, like, wrong place, wrong time type situation type shit.
That's why, like, you, like, if you in a place where, like, if you, all right, so you walk in the place, you automatically feel like, all right, I'm not safe here.
Yeah.
Leave. Why the fuck
you? And I ain't gonna cap with you, like me and mama went to somewhere recently. I ain't gonna, like, give no names out or anything like that. But yeah, me and mama was somewhere recently, and we walked in there, and it felt like something out of a movie. And I was like, man, I don't know. I don't feel all safe
here. You got
like
that feeling?
Yeah, like, you get, like, you get that feeling in your gut, like, something ain't right,
something
bro.
About to happen. Something
about
right.
to happen. Like, these people look a little shady or something like that. See somebody peeping around the corner of their eye and shit like that. Mm-hmm. That's the scary shit right there.
Same thing with me at school and shit. I like pass, you know. I be like in the hallway, you know, niggas in the comments chatting up, seeing a nigga look at a nigga,
feel too weird, bro.
So I'm like, I
just giving you that look.
I'm like, third part. I'm like looking at shit. I'm like, oh, these niggas.
Damn. About to... Well, this is not like related, but can you tell when somebody's about to come up to you and ask you for money?
Yeah, you can, man. Because they'll look at, they'll look at you, look away, wait a little bit. And they get a little jump to you too. They be like that.
I ain't gonna say just money. I'm gonna say like anything.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, like feeling like if I'm going to like one of my parents, like both of them live together. If I'm going to my dad, or I go to my mama about some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right, so I do like a kind of like a build up type shit. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna ask something kind of crazy. It may be it's like a yes or no question. I'm like look at them. I'm like, fuck, pace. I'm like, damn. Like I'd be like, I guess I'm just trying to build up the courage to try to act some type shit.
Yeah, mom's like, what the hell do you want?
Oh, God. It's like, I'll probably try to play like, how you doing? And I try to have a conversation, you know, like that. It's like, all of a sudden, get quiet.
I feel like that's why people always try to look mean or something like that. Like, if, like, honestly, homeless people won't walk up to you, they see you in a bad mood. When they catch you laughing and stuff like that, they be like, oh, well, this nigga must got some happy money on him. Yeah, nah, bro. Tripping like hell.
I got some happy money.
I'm telling you, that's when they walk up to you, bro.
That's that check smile right there. It's
check smile, like, man, shit, just hit direct deposit. It's like, that's crazy. And then when you get paid, man, that's when niggas be asking for the most money, bro.
Like niggas
Netflix decided going to take their shit out the account. Man. Apple Music decided going to take their shit out the account.
That's a scripture. You didn't even know you paid.
Didn't
for
even know you paid for
child
man.
Support.
Fuck child. Child support out here getting direct deposit and shit.
Get taken out.
It does. I swear it is. Yeah, like I swear that.
It is something like that. It get taken straight out your check, bro.
It's like you don't even get time to think.
No, honey, man. Like,
you fucking plan your whole paycheck out. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that.
That's the worst. Especially when you forget about that. Cause like, nigga, I got a lady got $133 fucking fucking phone bill due like the next week. Yeah, shit, crazy as hell. But I guess we about to get into these dark would you rather's. Going to close out the segments and everything like that. I'm trying to start it off.
I mean, I got one, but it's only one, man.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I didn't make up another one. I don't know. I feel like I'd call it like a scenario, but it is like a decision on it, though.
I say, listen.
So let's say you were running away from like the cops into the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were some racist cops, man. They wanted you dead.
Oh man.
You in like Alabama, south,
like deep south.
Yeah.
Like you talking about swamps.
Hey man.
That's a little too old, man. That's a little deep south.
I don't know.
You
all right.
Fucking, you running and you see a swamp. Might as well just count your blessings, man.
So, all right, so they're chasing you, and you start to see some light, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get closer, you're closer, you see it's a big fire. Then it's the KKK, man.
Oh, no.
Like, they're doing some crazy shit. I don't know. Like, so big ass fire.
It's the racist cause. Fuck. Oh, man. It's
so you got a decision, man. You want to go back?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Just take a fucking
me in
left,
that situation, bro. It's a third party.
Oh, man.
Running through them KKK. Actually, I'm going with KKK, bro.
But I mean, alright, I wouldn't say the cops want you dead, but you could tell they're.
Like, yeah, they probably gonna do some shit when they catch me. These niggas probably gonna beat me. I ain't trying to get beat today.
So you'd rather get beat up by the Klan? I feel like all Klan people are, you know, well, I mean, they're racist, but you know, they ain't killing nigga racist.
That's what I'm like. Honestly, I feel like they probably wanna, like, hurt me.
What you doing here, brother? I don't know.
I feel like, no offense to any Caucasians out there, anything, but I feel like, you know, Klansmen, when it comes to Klansmen, I feel like they feet not where they need to be at, so I might fuck around, turn into Tyreek Hill. Fucking like, fucking spin moves.
Juking the fuck up and shit.
Juking the fuck out them niggas. Like, oh, fucking land on their knees and shit.
That'd be wild as fuck.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like they wouldn't kill you though, man. I feel like they'll give you a warning, like, hey, you better get out of here.
You better get out of here, boy.
That's not where you want to be at, boy.
Yeah, something like that.
So you're absolutely right, sir.
Time for me to, all right, I'm gonna head out.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna head out.
Oh, man.
You're absolutely right, sir.
So you say clans?
But I don't know, man. If they could do, I mean, technically, if they lynch you, are they going to jail?
I mean, with that new thing, yeah. Any too long. Hell yeah.
But, like, I mean, that is true. How come people couldn't just find out back then like that?
What do you mean?
Like, hey, these people lynched them. I mean,
like, they didn't care. They didn't really care like that back then. Okay. You got to think about it. 1800s, early 19, like,
what was
lynching
it?
Niggas?
Mid-1900s?
Yeah. They was probably lynching niggas for a while. I feel like niggas probably still getting lynched now, no cap.
Yeah.
Dang.
But, I mean, what would I do? I feel like the KKK wouldn't like me, but I feel like they wouldn't kill me, man.
You never know, bro.
But what, they just start, like, running at me with spears and shit?
Nigga, what? Is this African tribe?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know.
Like an unorthodox weapon and shit.
Yeah.
Damn, who next though?
Go ahead, cause I feel like mine's is like kind of trash.
Alright. Cause I actually put some thought into mine. Ain't nobody take their time. Alright. Would you rather be on death row for a crime you didn't commit, but the person that you, like the most important person in your life, like, is in, like, base? Oh yeah. But the most important person in your life committed that crime, or would you rather be free, but your mom and dad get in trouble for that crime that you committed and are both on death row?
But wouldn't the person that committed the crime, like, they're not coming out. They're like, fuck that.
No, like, fuck that.
That's kind of selfish, though. I mean,
hey, man, say, man.
Wait, is there no snitching in this?
You tell me.
Oh, snitching. Man. No, I'm just fine. Oh, man, I don't know. What do you think, AJ?
I'm going to tell you.
I mean.
I'm going to take that time.
So, you talking about my wife, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's like your wife, somebody you love with all your heart, like, you, like, that you would do anything for. And I really, if it was my wife, I wouldn't want my kids growing up without a mom and a dad. That'd
that's
be fucked
what I'm
up.
Saying. Fuck.
Or have my parents die.
No, not die, but be on death row.
But, I mean, they're dying.
Yeah, they're going to die. Yeah.
Shit.
That's kind of.
Like I said, I'm probably going to have to take that time for real.
Yeah, I'd do it, man. Fuck it. Hey, man.
Think a good last meal.
Probably be some Texas barbecue. I don't know. Some crazy shit.
I'm gonna fucking choke.
I never had any.
Try to eat it. Tell them to bring me a Popeye's biscuit so I can get it over with early.
Try to eat a whole brisket by myself.
No water.
You saw okay. Oh, they try to, like, help. They get the, what is it, defibrillators?
The defibrillator trying to get it there.
Man,
how you doing, Paula?
I take it, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might take years.
Ah, tripping, man.
I might take years.
My mom and daddy can do that time, no cap.
That's dead.
That's not time. That's dying, that's though.
Dumb. I mean, yeah, dead, but like.
But, like, I mean, I guess you. I've always thought about this. It's kind of really fucked up. I don't think about it anymore. But all right, so this is kind of another scenario. I didn't want to get off topic, but let's say you were living in, like, apocalyptic world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were living with, like, your grandma, you, your brother, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And your grandma, how, like, your grandma's pretty old, right?
Yeah, she's pretty old.
Like, would you, I don't want to say waste, but would you still give her, like, food like that? What if she told you, like, I don't, like, I'm good, like.
And she said she's good. Ah, see, that's kind of hard, right?
Like,
there.
She hasn't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah, she hasn't eaten in 3 days.
Hey, no, y'all go ahead. Like,
First of all, you gotta thank your grandma for that, because I mean, she's making sacrifices right now. And I was like, damn, I was like, because I'm a young guy, so I'd be like, all right, well, I can survive without eating for a few days too. I just need some water, so I still make sure she's fed. Just because, I mean, I'm not a dickhead.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel bad if I was like, all right, say less. He's like, more for us.
Oh. See, like that.
So she said she's good.
But, I mean, you could. I mean, she hasn't eaten in 3 days. Like, type shit. She's like, I'm gonna die anyways. Y'all could have the
food. Oh, she said it like that. I'd be a little bit like, damn.
I'm like, you said what, grandma? You said grandma, right?
Yeah, I guess, like, it's like.
You said what, grandma? Alright, that's cool. I bet. Hey, pass some biscuits right there?
Yeah, that's some biscuits right there. I'm gonna need some. Yeah, we're gonna say we eating seconds tonight, my
nigga. We eating seconds tonight. We eating good, baby. Good.
Oh, man. But that was what I was thinking. Like, you think they were like, we already had a good run. Like, we have a good life. fucking.
I mean, I would do it for my like my grandchildren or something like that, or my like my son and his wife. I'll sacrifice eating because I mean,
but no, not even eating, but I'm talking about dying technically. I mean, they're gonna die if they don't eat, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's the same situation, but on death row. Like they were like, I mean, hey man.
Nah, I was playing about the grandma thing. I'm gonna let my grandma eat, bro. I don't care. I don't care if she's saying I'm gonna shove it down her throat. Pause.
I'm trying to switch that up now.
No, I was just. Y'all know I was playing, bro. I ain't. I'm gonna start like that, boy. That's family right there. Yeah, go ahead, don't bad. I mean, interrupt you.
Have you win yet?
No, he was.
No, I was saying like it was the same situation. Like, what if they want to take the blame for you? They don't want you to do it. They want you to live your life. So we're gonna die early.
I mean, if they cool with doing it.
Oh, that's good.
But at the same time, like I still feel like I still be pretty bad. But that's death row, my nigga.
That's death row, exactly.
Like, I'm eventually die, but I mean, it's not like they're doing some crazy stuff.
Y'all ready?
There ain't no electric chair or nothing. Go ahead.
All right, so here's mine. It's kind of weird, but y'all gotta stick with me right here. Y'all stick with me. All right, so it's a gun to your head.
Yep.
Off rip, it's a gun to your head.
All right.
You gotta make two choices. The first choice is you gotta go on Instagram Live and expose straight butthole. I'm talking, you gotta like prop the camera up, spread your butt cheeks, and it's like whole. On Instagram Live.
Just your asshole, though?
Just your asshole.
No back of my balls or nothing?
Even my shit, fuck it. Y'all adding it. Y'all got it, alright, so you gotta show your asshole.
Like, I'm a whole
back
ass.
Of the, back of your, a whole ass, asshole, balls, penis, and all. You gotta have your face in there. You gotta be like, what's up, y'all? It's me. I'm about to do this shit real quick. You know, just like spreading.
Still be explaining your stands, just explaining yourself. It's like absurd amount of people that's going to your live. Like, bro, this like, never don't even happen. I ain't even got that many.
Like,
people
you beat the record.
You break the record. It's like 2.5 million inside your Instagram live and shit. It's like, what the fuck? And like, who told you to come here? All right. So oh shit. All right. So yeah, gun to your head. It's either you got to put your butthole, all that. On Instagram Live for the whole world to see, basically the whole world, or just like fuck. I ain't gonna say Instagram Live. I'm gonna say like social media.
Yeah,
area, like a lot of people are gonna see this shit.
So we talking about, is it just on Instagram Live that like they can bring it back up, or is it just like
they can screen record it?
No. It's on social media. It's out there.
Hey, man.
Oh man, so basically it's a post.
We're giving the donkey like, today to Jamal.
Yeah, it's like
some shit. Like
get donkey today. Man showed his whole dick and ball. Oh man, I'd be weak as hell.
All right. So would you rather?
So either have, get a.
So would you rather have basically self, or public humiliation, or would you rather have your daughter's sex tape posted online? It's either you humiliate yourself, or you humiliate your daughter.
My daughter.
That's
what I'm saying.
I don't want to do that, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that's my little girl, yeah, but, like, man, I mean, it's not. I show my asshole, my dick and balls, and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't got nothing to hide.
I guess so, yeah.
You going to show your asshole and you got it?
I mean, like, I'm probably going to, like, fight for not to, but I feel like eventually.
It's because he hits, so you got to choose one.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's going to die out.
I'll make sure I get it shaved and everything, like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. I'll probably. Ain't nothing that. It's a gun to your head right now.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Like right now, in your condition, right now.
Oh man,
this sounds.
Oh man. Oh Jesus.
Oh like, man, we've been sitting down for like an hour.
Oh yeah,
I'm
man.
Talking like right now, like
mud butt,
like like a bead of sweat just drops down, drop like down. Like two
yeah,
balls.
That's disgusting, bro.
Oh man, damn. So what y'all doing? Y'all say same thing? Y'all gonna show your balls in the ass?
Daughter sex tape.
Damn.
Damn, does my face have to be in it?
Y'all say that. You gotta be like, all right, y'all.
You put my head in between my legs and shit like that.
And wait, do we really have that much viewers? 2.5 million?
No, I'm saying like, no, I'm like, eat like both like, so it's getting posted on social media.
Oh, someone's
so
posting.
People's gonna see that.
People
they're gonna
see.
Post it like,
people
hey,
are
look at
already
this shit.
Posted.
Like all right, that. I'll let it post because I know it definitely is gonna get taken down, man.
You never know.
But
this,
it's
this
on
is,
Twitter.
It's Twitter.
That's Twitter.
WD.
Twitter ain't going
nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere.
I mean, it's gonna be just on Twitter. Fuck it.
All right. Well, first of all,
Twitter.
Tell me, all right, so, what is online. This? What is this sex tape with my daughter? You know, like is this
like a train? Like
I'm talking like
Johnny Sins.
She's with somebody well renowned, and I mean, hey,
no,
man,
this is no
me.
Regular this sex tape.
No bad.
This is
publicity.
No regular sex tape.
Oh fuck.
So she your daughter, three clowns.
Three clowns.
Oh, this sex tape is bizarre. It's three clowns. Mm-hmm. So you could definitely tell it's your daughter. It's amateur. It's amateurly shot.
Oh shit.
It's in somewhere like crazy, like
your bedroom.
Fuck
around. Say, like, three clowns.
Get my satin sheets, nigga.
But yeah, so it's daughter, three clowns, and they. I ain't finna get into detail. Yeah, if I'm gonna get into detail. So basically in the video, it like basically starts off, you know, she just sucking everybody off type shit. You know, they make her. Like they make it like a fucking balloon animal out of a fart on her ass, basically. So like they put like a balloon on her ass, she farts, and they make a balloon animal out of it.
Oh man!
Oh my god!
All this is in the video, so this is gonna be online.
Hey man, I ain't gonna cap with you. I'm gonna let my daughter do this shit because this is clout right.
That's
here.
Clout.
That's clout. Clout right.
That's
here.
Clout right.
She's gonna get her a mean ass deal.
What? That's clout.
I'll support my baby girl all the way through, man.
Oh god, it's like, man. Yeah, man, I might have to go to with the daughter on that one. It's like, look, you did it. I didn't tell you to do this. It's like,
you did this. This is, you should have knew what was going on when you doing all this, man. You know these niggas ain't doing this just for the fun.
Nigga,
these niggas trying to make something. These niggas trying to make a star, goddammit.
The fuck, this is three clowns. These niggas is dedicated.
Niggas like, man,
oh,
fuck this
my
shit,
God. What if they pulled up, like, in something stupid, though?
Fucking, like, the smallest like car.
Yeah,
car.
No, but like, they did it, some, like, in a suitcase. Like,
oh, my God. Starts unfolding the suitcase. Niggas all three and climbing out and shit. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my. She's just laid in the bag.
Oh, God. She's like,
he just climbs up all both of them, like, dives in. Just like,
I'm like, bro, this shit is spectacular, bro. The visual effects on this shit is amazing. Like,
this is amateurly shot?
Like, this is amateur. She's like, nigga, I thought this was Vixen right here.
Oh,
I thought this was Brazzers.
Oh, man.
Man, it kind of shitted on my thing then. That fucking sucks. I thought I had some good ones. All right. Would you rather jack off in front of a small crowd of random people or do it in front of your mom and dad? To completion, by the way.
Random people.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact, like,
that's weird, man.
Random people? Mom and dad?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
You gotta think about it. So, that, if you do it in front of a group of people, imagine seeing the people in public, like, oh my God, that's that nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's the nigga right
there. If it's your parents, yeah, that's like an experience. Y'all always gonna take, y'all gonna take that shit to the grave. It's only three people gonna know about that shit. You and your parents. I don't think about it now. I don't think people gonna,
like,
know about that shit.
They have to sit on the couch, watch this. Watching.
Can they stand and not sit down?
I don't know.
Hey, mom, watch this.
Oh, man. I was like going to the living room.
Straight up. You're just like,
oh, my bad.
It's like fucking masturbating hard as fuck.
Just couldn't do it because I wouldn't stay up like that.
I ain't gonna get hard, bro. Can I look at something while I'm doing it? Like, you know, they're watching, but I'm like, you know. They you know, they're just watching type shit.
Hey man,
but I'm looking at something else.
Hey,
yeah,
that's cool. Like I can watch something, right?
You can watch something, but you do have to make eye contact with them once you finish.
Yeah,
that's cool. After I'm finished, I can make eye contact with them and all that. You know, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
I don't know what I do. Fuck. So what you said, your parents?
Yeah, it's my parents. Yeah.
You have
parents.
To. You did too.
I'm gonna go in and say my parents too, but I mean I. No, I probably do.
No, that's people. Too weird, bro. Fuck it. No, hell no.
Bro,
that's
so weird.
I'm just thinking about it.
They created you.
But that's just
like,
weird.
But you think about it like this. Like, so, like, it's a group of people, Pablo. A group of people. They're all physically watching you doing something that's personal, that's usually kept in, like, behind closed doors. And they're definitely going to go tell people about it. They don't know your name, right?
Man, we just saw this nigga jacking off.
Exactly.
Like, right,
they're definitely going to tell people. And like,
but no, bro. I'd move, bro. L.A.
Fuck nigga, it. What?
That fast?
I'm gone, dude.
Hey, man, that's you.
I don't got no self-respect, man. Fuck it.
That's like, I do it in front of my family, you know. I'm like, my mom and dad, like, hey, look, we just shared this experience. I know how my mom and dad is. That's the thing. I know how they
eat. That's what I'm saying. No, I don't have that relationship with my parents.
Like, oh, man.
That's not, no. That's why I can't. No, I don't know.
I mean, I guess I feel you on that one.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. I guess it's just like a different background where you come from and shit. Or how you wish your bond with your parents and shit.
Hey man, say man. Dang, anybody got any more?
Alright, so I'm just saying,
All right, say less then. Wrap that shit up, AJ. All
right, bet. Episode 13, 720 podcast. You dig the vibes.
One for the books, man.
Just one for the books, I guess.
May 12th?
May 12th? May 12th. It is. Oh, May 12th. May 12th. I was about to say, I was like, y'all niggas ridiculous.
Y'all have a good happy May 12th. I got me Corona still going on, I guess. So, you know, y'all wash your hands.
Yeah.
Six feet. Y'all stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe regardless. You know, the world is crazy nowadays.
Wash your ass.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about mud butt today. And that's a huge problem. Deal with that.
Oh yeah. Everybody, thank y'all for 1.6 views. No, 1.6K.
Yeah. So, thank you, everybody. Take time out the day. Listen to the podcast. You probably out here on driving or some shit. Fucking, I don't know, making some noodles. Anyways, thank you for 1.6K.
Having intercourse?
Listen to our voices.
If you listen to our podcast, that'd be weird as shit. No. If you having sex right now, bro, I'll fuck with you. I fuck with you out of everybody.
If you really are doing that, spit on her fucking ass.
Spit in her ass.
No, we ain't even worried about it because they ain't even listening back this far. But if they do, just motherfucking know. You better spit in her ass cheeks. Or else I will.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, y'all be safe.